For previous weeks, we've been dealing with the subject, avoid wrong words. And it's a part of character building for leadership. Character building for leadership. Because as Christians, we are called to be leaders. Whenever you find scripture say that the church is the light, light leads darkness. Whenever you find Jesus said in John 9:5 that as long as I'm with you, I'm the light. He's talking about leadership. In Matthew 5:14, where he says that ye are the salt of the earth, it means that without you, there's no saltiness. The earth, without you, there's no taste. Without you, there's no flavor. Without you, there's no preservation. You, the church, you, the believer, you, the Christian, you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. That talks about, or that implies leadership. So wherever you are, at the workplace, at the home, in your family, wherever you are, people should be looking up to you to learn from you. Leadership. And it's important that you avoid wrong words, because wrong words affect your leadership. Wrong words affect the display of your faith. Wrong words affect your Christianity. Wrong words. And so it's important, as we learned last week, that you need to bridle your tongue. Hallelujah. Today, we are dealing with flattery. Flattery. And I know that for members of the ministry, for those who are on the orientation pages, who joined in last week, we dealt with passion. But there's this other series that we've been going through, and avoid wrong words. And today you have the privilege to hear one of them, and it's flattery. Hallelujah. What is flattery? Flattery is excessive and insincere praise. And today it's good that we are going into flattery, because you see, there are people who are so passionate, yet they have mouth problem. They are so zealous, you know, zealous for the things of God. Today, hey, we are going on outreach. Tomorrow, we are going to join. We are going to a program. There are some of us who are roaming from program to program, and yet their mouth have problems. When they open their mouth, and sometimes the news that you hear about them, you hear that, as for this minister, in Tronkunti lies. As for this minister, she doesn't know how to talk. As for this minister, hey, she's always gossiping about people. As for this minister, he is always involving himself in scornful issues. It shall not be said same about you. So, in addition to your passion, even as we are in the month of passion, yes, passion, we learned that barely strong emotion or strong emotion or barely controllable emotion. There are people who are on fire for the Lord, but you need to control your mouth. Say after me, I need to control my mouth. And today, one mouth disease that we are dealing with is called flattery. F-L-A-T-T-E-R-Y. Or to flatter. What is flattery? Flattery is excessive and insincere praise given especially to further one's own interest. And for those who are coordinating the pages, you can put just one or two notes there so that people see that something is going on. They should join in, because nobody should miss whatever is happening. Hallelujah. So call your neighbor, your neighbor, call your friends who are on the pages. Tell everybody to get online, because you don't have to miss what God has for you this evening. You must be a minister who will shine in your generation. You must be a minister who will go places, and not just because, you must be a sought after minister. That means that you must be deep. Jesus was sought after. He was sought after because of the mighty works that was coming forth from his ministry. You must be, and he said that greater and mightier works shall ye do. And that is what you will do in the name of Jesus. Greater and mightier works. Ministers who, when they just enter the auditorium, people are receiving healing. When they just enter the auditorium, the blind begin to see. When they just enter the auditorium, even before they pick the mic, even when they just mount the podium, before they speak, people are just receiving miracles, signs, and wonders here and there. Ministers who will not be begging for money, but ministers who will be blessing ministries, building auditoriums for churches. Kabarababu Shabarabaya. Rabakaba Sunday. 2021, your ministry is evolving. It is changing for better. It is changing for the better in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you are, scream amen for it to come to pass. So flattery must not erode the gloriousness of your ministry. Flattery. Flattery is excessive and insincere praise. Write it down. Put it on the page. Flattery is excessive and insincere praise. So in the first place, it is excessive. In the second place, it is insincere. And it is, the third key is that it is given to further one's own interest. So you realize that flattery, key one, excessive praise. Key two, insincere praise. Key three, the primary motive or reason is to further one's selfish interest. Flattery. Now we need to understand that as royals, praise is our language. We live with our king by praise. We live with our king by praise. Without praise, you cannot have access to the presence of God. Yes, he is with you. But when you want his presence to be active in your life, praise is one thing that must continually come forth from your lips. And as well, I will appreciate if some of these things, you put it even on the ministry page, even as we go on. Everybody write it down. We live by praise in the kingdom. We live by praise in the kingdom in Psalm 100. You know, every praise and worship leader, you should know the whole of Psalm 100. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and you come into his courts with praise. With praise. So it is important that as a royal, you live by praise. Every morning, praise must go up. What did I say? Every morning, praise must go up. It must be your habit. Hallelujah. It must be your habit. And I pray for the grace of praise upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why Glow Music, every time you see praise this, breakthrough praise, victory praise. Praise must be your language as a believer. In any situation, you must lift up praise. Hallelujah. So, praise is necessary in communicating with kings, but it must be void of lies and selfish ambitions. Void of lies and selfish ambitions. Don't mix up flattery with other words like encouragement, edification. There is a difference. Flattery is for selfish gains. Edification is for selfless gains. Flattery is for selfish gains. Edification, to edify your neighbor, to encourage your neighbor, is for selfless gains. It's rather to help the person, not to get something in return. And as believers, we must edify one another so that we encourage each other to grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. Why do people flatter? One, to deceive for selfish ambitions. To deceive for selfish ambitions. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. It says that, for yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain, But even after that, we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi. We were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. Verse 3, for our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. And Paul ends it here by saying that, for neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness, because God is witness. Don't use flattery to deceive for selfish ambitions, even in ministry work. Even in ministry work. Flattery. Hey, sister, you are looking so nice. So. Excessive praise. When I see your hair, I just don't know that. Then the Holy Spirit. Today, your makeup is prophesying. Excessive words. Excessive words. Excessive words. Unnecessary praise. Unnecessary praise. Write that down. Number two, to identify or develop weaknesses or vulnerabilities in a person. Reasons why people flatter. To identify or develop weaknesses or vulnerabilities in a person. And some of these points, I don't want to go too deep because they are quite deep. To identify vulnerabilities. You are showering praise on your boss. Meanwhile, you know that the things you are saying are not true. When he's not there, the backbiting takes over. Wicked boss. Big-headed boss. The moment he enters the office, oh, my one and only boss, my best boss. The boss in the best boss in the entire world. Sorry. Then all the appellations given to your boss. Unnecessary praise. Just because you want to get into his weakness. Get into his weakness. Because you want him to sign a certain check, all sorts of praise. Meanwhile, behind his back, you say something else. To identify or develop weaknesses or vulnerabilities in a person. Number three, it is the language of covetousness. When people covet, I remember I was working in a place, there were colleagues there. Now, there was this colleague, he made a certain statement and it shook me. He said that, my brother, look, don't worry to tell people the truth. Just, you know, your boss, the way he is, just tell him to what is nice to get what you want. Tell him what is nice to get what you want. And I said that, but isn't that wickedness? I cannot do that. He said, oh, don't mind this thing. Just tell him something nice, and then he will just give you what you want. And then I asked him that, so what if he finds out later that it was something else? It is the language of covetousness. You are coveting your boss's car. So you, when you see him, you say all the nice things, even when what he is doing is wrong. There are so many pastors who are surrounded by people who are coveting certain things they need. So they just shower praise on him, even when the boss is erring. I pray that Glow Music Ministry will be void of flattery. Glow Music Ministry won't have people who be flattering leaders even when the leaders are erring. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you wherever you are, that your church will be a living testimony in the name of Jesus. that your church, these things will not be so in Jesus' name. That choir in which you are, that your leader will not be surrounded by people who just flatter for their selfish gains. Covetousness. One person said that, you know that if you tell him this, he will get upset. He will even pour the anointing on you. I am coveting the prophetic gift. I'm coveting the apostolic gift. So even when the person is not doing what is right, you are not telling him that, oh, sir, please, this one, don't you think that it could have... Anything he says, oh, then you are in for it. And it's not because you want to stay with him. No, it's because you just want to get what you want to get and leave. God have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy. Because you just want to get what you want and leave. You want to get what you want out of the person. You don't care whether the person will be destroyed. You are just interested in what you want. So every day you see him, oh, you are the best. Even when you know that he's being a fool. God have mercy. I pray wisdom for you, that you have the wisdom even to deal with your bosses, to deal with your heads in the name of Jesus, to deal with them by wisdom in Jesus' mighty name. Number four, out of compulsion to feed itchy ears. Covetousness was number three. Number four, people flatter out of compulsion to feed itchy ears. Itchy ears. There are some ladies, every time they want to hear things, those who be roaming from one ministry to another, one pastor to another, because they just want to hear, Pastor, haven't you seen anything about me? There are those ones. Those are spiritual itchy ears. Now, there's the physical itchy ears. Oh, the other time, my makeup, what did you say again? Please say it one more time. By the time they get to work, they want everybody to let them know how they are looking. Every time they want to hear something that is self-gratifying to them. So they invite flattery. Did you say I'm pretty? I didn't hear. Can you clarify one more time? Something that you said 2 weeks ago. You say, hey, but Paul, are you sure? Are you sure? So sometimes they come to you. Are you sure I am nice? How many times should you tell Akosia that she's nice? And God have mercy. Some women always want to hear things about how good they are looking. Some girls pick boyfriends based on the level of flattery they receive. When the boys tell them, hey, and even behold, they even threaten their husbands in the future, saying that if you don't tell me how nice I am and another man tells me, don't blame me, oh, don't blame me. What is that? What is that? What is that? Because of this, now marriage counseling, we have to be telling the men, oh, you need to be telling your wife that she's beautiful. So if nobody tells you that you are beautiful, itchy ears, may that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Let your ears desire the word of God, not itchy ears for other things, not itchy ears for flattery, itchy ears for flattery. So every time now, people are taking advantage of you because they know it is your weakness. The moment they say something, then you ask, are you sure? What is are you sure? You are even encouraging the flattery to continue. Today, I like your nose. Are you sure? Oh, and even your eyes. Are you sure? Oh, and when your hair is flowing. Oh, really? Because I even wanted to change the hairstyle. When you do that, I really like it. He's lying. He doesn't like anything. He knows what he wants. He knows what he wants. That's why he's saying all that. Flattery must not be part of your life in the name of Jesus. Where can you find flattery? Number one, amongst the wicked or the unbelievers, it is their language. Flattery is the language of the wicked or the unbeliever. So if you are a believer and you are engaging in flattery, you need to check yourself very well. Something is wrong. You need to correct it immediately. Psalm chapter 5 verse 8 to 9. And it's so interesting, some of the things you find out. It says that, lead me, Psalm 5, 8 to 9. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. Because of my enemies, make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Talking about the wicked. There is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wicked. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. They flatter with their tongue. So this is a key thing that you can note about the wicked. They flatter with their tongue. Smiling with you, telling you nice things, but they are lying. They want something, that is why. They want to take advantage of your weakness. That is why they are doing that. You have something they want to abuse. That is why they are doing that. Beware, beware, beware. When people with you are unfaithful, one sign that you can see is flattery. One sign by which you can identify unfaithful people or people who eventually will become unfaithful. They flatter. And as I said, flattery is insincere praise. The person is lying about it. And excessive praise, unnecessary praise. You haven't even done anything. Then the person is coming to flatter you, to give you all sorts of praise, showering all sorts of praise on you. Be careful about those who are always showering excessive praise. All those with mouth problems eventually leave a ministry. All those with mouth problems who don't correct their mouth problems eventually leave the ministry, because the Holy Spirit does not live with that. Hallelujah. Number two, the second place where you can find flattery, it is the language of double-hearted people. Double-hearted people are two-faced people. They live with you, but they go and talk against you out there. They are with you, but against you. They are with you, but having meetings behind you. That is Judas Iscariot spirit. Or is that not his name? Judas Iscariot, right? Judas Iscariot. They are with you, yet having meeting behind you. Is it a good thing? With you, yet having discussions behind you. Psalm chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Verse 2. They speak vanity. Everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. So flattery goes with double-heartedness, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. Verse 3, it says that the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. God have mercy. Let flattery not be part of your life. Look, don't be showering praises on people. Don't be showering praises on people. I've spoken about this thing once, that one time in my life, I was having issues. People were fighting over me. I went to see my mentor, and he realized that I had a mouth problem. When I see Ekia, I say, hey, Ekia, last week Sunday, I didn't see you. How are you? Oh, today you are looking so anointed. When I see, give me a name. Ooh, Aso. When I see her, so, oh, then I'll say that, hey, today your skirt is just moving my heart. And I was saying it in all, you know, but he said that you need to stop saying those things because it will give you problem. There are people who are filled with the zeal of the Lord. Filled with the zeal of the Lord. You know, youth ministry. You want people to come for meetings. So when you see them say, oh, today I like your blue shirt. Tomorrow I like your hairstyle. The following day, hey, when I just see your face, I just want to jump for joy. Please. Tell the young, take your time. Tell your neighbor, take your time. Take your time. Relax. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time. When you don't mean it, don't say it. People can propose to 100 girls in 1 week using flattery. They haven't said, I want to marry you. But all their words from A to Z, when you decode it all, when a lady decodes all the words, it's leading them somewhere. Meanwhile, in the guy's heart, hole, you are not even on the list. You are not even on the list. Why would you have to say that before you marry? Now people have to come and say whether they agree or not. Why did you have to go that way? It must not happen. It must not happen. It must not happen. Don't flatter people in your department. Look, good morning is enough. Amen. Good evening is enough. Amen. God bless you is enough. Just leave it there. God bless you. God bless you. That is all. People are going into all sorts of relationships. Look, there are people who are emotionally bound to people in certain places just because of words. Meanwhile, these people don't even know that there are people hooked to them because of that. Why is your flattery causing a trail, an ungodly trail in your life? Why is flattery causing an ungodly trail in your life? Today, cut off every ungodly trail in the name of Jesus. You must be a minister without issues. What did I say? You must be a minister without issues. Without issues. Without issues. Hallelujah. Flattery is the language, number three. It is the language of betrayers. Where can you find flattery? Flattery is the language of betrayers. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Look, anybody who is flattering you, that person is going to betray you somewhere. So don't encourage it. Don't even allow it. When the person is smiling and is about to start his or her things, tell the person that please stop it right there or walk away from there. Because the person flatters you and gets into your issues and carries it out there. You think that somebody is telling you so many nice things. He or she is carrying your issues out there because the moment he's saying the nice things that you are opening up. The person hasn't even said one thing about him or herself. But you have poured out your life from A to Z to that person. Things that even those who are supposed to know in your life don't know. A stranger knows everything because of flattery. Because of flattery. Because of flattery. It shall not continue in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number four. Where can you find flattery? Self-flattery is an indicator of an advanced level of pride. So you find flattery in the advanced level of pride. Pride. You know, we learned the other day, pride starts from the heart. You'll be saying it in your heart, feeling big in your heart. The next time, when it has advanced, it's in Psalm chapter 36, verse 1 to 2. The transgressions of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. So you see, the first one is within my heart. Then the second verse, hey, there's explosion. It says that, for he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. So it started within, and then the verse 2 now, it comes without. For he flattereth himself. So it started within, now he's saying it to himself. Now he's saying it within, to himself. I think I am good. I think I'm the best. I think I'm doing very well. No, and sometimes we say that, oh, it's just, motivational speaking to kind of pep yourself up. No, but please, take your time. Take it easy. Never forget that pride leads to a fall. So flattery, in the advanced level of pride, it leads to a fall. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. So you need to be careful. Number 5. Flattery is the signature tune of the strange woman. Where can you find flattery number 5? The signature tune of the strange woman. The strange woman is the downfall of the simple man who is void of understanding. The strange woman. And when I say strange woman, the strange woman is a spirit. The strange woman is a spirit. Often taking advantage of weaknesses in females, that's in women, but operates through men too. The strange woman is a spirit. She has a language, and in her language, you can identify flattery. Flattery. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 16 to 18. There's so much very revealing there. It says, to deliver thee from the strange woman. And this was an advice that was being given to the young man. He says, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. So you see flattery there. Now, let's continue to see where it leads. This person forsakes the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. Her house inclines unto death, and her paths unto the dead. So if you follow her flatteries, you are going into your grave. She's just carrying you on a roller coaster into your grave if you follow her flatteries. Tell your neighbor, be very careful of flatteries. Be very, 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 very careful. Say, flatteries lead to death. So I must be careful. Never go near a strange woman. She has the capacity to derail your destiny. The strange woman. It happened to King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. He was the wisest. It was said about him. God himself gave him wisdom above all. So, are you now coming to invent something new? The wisest could not even overcome that because God told him that don't follow after these women because they shall turn away your heart from me. The strange woman. It is not a woman's fault. A certain spirit called a strange woman is attacking through her because of her weakness or because of his weakness. Don't let that take advantage of you. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 5 to 22. It says it again. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. So you see again, flattery. And when you go to verse, and when you read from the verse 5 all the way down to verse 22, there are so many things that you discover, but because of time, I am jumping to verse 16. She said that, "I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt." She's saying that, look, my bed in my home, I've imported nice materials on the bed. It is better than spring bed. Look, I'm inviting you to my home. Tell your neighbor, be careful. She goes on to say that, "I have perfumed my bed with myrrh." The myrrh that people were going to worship Jesus with, she had perfumed her bed with it. And aloes and cinnamon. Cinnamon. So this means that you can smell her home or her bed right from in front of the house. Hallelujah. The strange woman will not have her way with you in the name of Jesus. The strange woman will not have her way with you in the name of Jesus. Wow. And she says that, "Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with laughs." Not love, laughs. "For the good man is not, my husband is not at home. He's gone on a long journey. He had taken a bag of money with him." That means that he's going to take days and weeks. "And will come home at the day appointed." Verse 21. "With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him." People use flattery as a force to get people to do the wrong things. I pray that flattery will never be part of your life. Flattery must never be part of your life. And I pray that God shield you from any form of flattery in the name of Jesus. "I have a nice bed in my home. Look, I have nice cars parked on my home. Just come and visit me. Come and visit me. My bed is laid with gold. There's nobody in the house." Like Amnon told the king that, "Let Tamar come and serve me." And when Tamar came and served me, said, "Oh, everybody leave the house." Then now he said that, "Tamar, please, the food, come and serve it in my room." And then they start, "Do you know you are a nice girl? Please." Tell your neighbor, run away, run away, run away, run away, run away, flee, 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 flee. Hallelujah. And he says, "He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter." Hey, a man is going to be slaughtered by someone's daughter, God have mercy. "Or as a fool to the correction of the stocks." Must that be said about your life? We refuse it in the name of Jesus. So today, say after me, any form of flattery, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. So tell your neighbor, don't have itchy ears. Don't have itchy ears. Don't have itchy ears. He said, "Pastor, I like the way Roger talks." As for Kweku, when he's talking, he doesn't say nice things. Roger is always talking about how nice I'm looking. And Akosia, take your time. Take your time. He's asked for Prosper. Whenever I sit in his car, the way he'll just be asking me things, and I just like the sweetness of his voice, and the way that the words, even how the way he puts the words, he just plays my keys. What is that? Take your time. A certain lady said, "The pastor, there's a certain man interested in me. He doesn't know how to say nice things to me." Oh, sister. Sister, block your ears. What at all do you want to hear on earth? You haven't even finished doing your quiet time. Your pastor's words, you haven't finished listening to. Proverbs, you haven't even read all the chapters. You want to hear nice words from a big mouth. God have mercy. Effects of flattery. We are wrapping up. Flattery leads to generational poverty. God have mercy. Flattery leads to generational poverty. Job chapter 17 verse 5. He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. Even the eyes of his children shall fail. You think that you are going about deceiving people, saying nice things to people just to get your way with them. It says that the eyes of your children shall fail. So be careful. Be careful. It didn't talk about you. Anything that talks about your children and your children's children is transgenerational. You need to be careful. It says that your children, their eyes shall fail. It means that they cannot find prosperity. They cannot find provision. It means that they will walk on the earth hungry. It is not right. So stop the flattery now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't attract curses into the lives of your children because of your flatteries today. Number two, divine judgment. Flatteries attract divine judgment. Job chapter 32 verse 21 to 22. Job chapter 32 verse 21 to 22. This was Elihu, one of Job's friends, talking. Now, the other friends had spoken, telling Job that, no, he should confess his sins. Job too was saying that he hasn't done anything. So Elihu was about to speak. And then he said that, this is what he said. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto any man. Neither do I give flattering titles unto any man. That's why some men of God, you hear them say, just call me brother this. Some will say, just call me pastor this. Some will say, oh, you know, running away from titles, because sometimes the titles, the issues they bring. Avoid flattery in Jesus' name. In our day, people greet each other with, hey, bishop. Hey, man of God. God have mercy. Don't say what you don't mean. Elihu, in answering Job and his friends, said that he will not give flattering titles unto any man. For I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my maker would soon take me away. That God would judge me if I start giving flattering titles. We're wrapping up. Number three, effect of flattery, self-pride and distraction. Self-pride and distraction. And then we'll wrap it up with how to overcome flattery. We are running through quickly. Number one, exercise control over your mouth by speaking less. When you put your mouth on autopilot, it leads you where you must not go. When you put your mouth on autopilot, there are some of you, you can't control yourself. And you just talk, things you don't have to say, then now you are saying. So now flattery. Exercise control over your mouth by speaking less. Number two, don't say anything you don't really mean. Don't say anything you don't really mean, especially the young men. Don't be telling young ladies things. Don't do it. Look, let me give the young man one little secret. If you want a godly woman is not moved by hearsay and words, sweet words. A godly woman is not moved by flattery. Any woman who is being moved by flattery, please check her spirit well. If the strange woman spirit is not operating in there, be very careful, young man. Be very careful. A godly woman responds to wisdom. What did I say? A godly woman responds to wisdom. She wants to know the plans you are making, the work, what you do, how you spend your time. It's not about useless things. Things that are futuristic. Things that edify. Things that comply with the word of God. Things that are helpful. Things that are... Oh, come on. Don't go after flattery. A woman who always wants to hear about her wig, how the wig is looking, how her makeup is looking. No, don't go after. As a matter of fact, run away, run away, run. Pray against the spirit of flattery, number three. Pray against the spirit of flattery, how to overcome flattery. Number four, do not encourage flattery. So you tell people to stop it when they try to praise you. Tell them, please, I don't like that. And with a stern warning, don't put a shy voice there. I don't like that. I don't like it when you say that. I don't like it when you say these nice things about me. Please, your voice is suggesting something else. Stop that. Tell the person, no, I don't like that. Please put a stop to it. Or don't even come up with it at all. Hallelujah. Those who are ministers, music ministers, be very careful. People around you who be flattering. Oh, you sing so powerfully. Meanwhile, they are lying. And then you encourage it. No, don't do that. Number five, accept wrongs and rebuke. That's accept wrongs and rebuke and stop subconsciously searching for people who only say nice things to you, even when you are wrong. Accept wrongs and rebuke and stop subconsciously searching for people who only say nice things to you, even when you are wrong. There are some people that don't like it when you say, when you correct them, when you say that what they did was not right. Then they'll start going searching for people who all the time will be showering praise on them. Look, they are leading you to your death. Run away. Listen to those who tell you as it is. It doesn't mean that they should abuse you by words, no. But nicely telling you that, no, this one, you didn't do it right. This time, no, you should do it. That is how you have a better future. Hallelujah. Number six, always direct every praise to God. When people say, oh, you did well, yes, and they are sincere about it, you tell them, we give God the glory. Oh, you are looking glorious today. We give God the glory. Anything they say, we give God the glory. Anything they say, oh, thank you, we give God the glory. Hallelujah. Number seven, get wisdom. And that is where we end it. Number seven, get wisdom. My son, in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 24, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, it is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. If your life is not is without instruction, you are in trouble. Your life must be controlled by instructions. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. So when you want to stay out of waywardness, when you want to stay out of the way of the strange woman, You go for wisdom. You listen to the instructions that are given to you by the word of God, by your parents, by those who have gone ahead of you. Hallelujah. You can never be older than your level of wisdom. You can never be older than your level of wisdom. There are people who are teenagers, yet their level of wisdom by revelation from God's word, they are older than people who are in their 30s. You can never be older than your level of wisdom. You can never be older than the level of revelations by the Holy Spirit. So humble yourselves today and learn. Whilst I was teaching, I just heard in my spirit somebody was saying that, oh, me, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. Within the next 1 minute, I want you to go through your life and check again. Check again. We need to apologize to the King of Kings that we are sorry for any time we may have engaged in flattery. Whether we did that by providing itchy ears, or whether we did that by saying insincere things to people just for our selfish interest. Today, wherever you are, bow down your heads in prayer and go through your life. Jesus. I pray for special grace. Those who have rejected proposals because they thought those people who would rather speak the words of wisdom, they rejected them and lustfully desired people who were speaking flattery or words of flattery. I pray for grace upon your life. I pray for grace upon your life. Ask God for mercy right now in the name of Jesus. That God have mercy upon me. Anytime I may have provided itchy ears. There are convos, I should have stopped them right there. The convos shouldn't have continued. Conversations which I should have ended right there. God, I'm sorry. I played a role in it. I am sorry. Any role you played in any engagement of flattery. Whether you are the giver or the receiver, flattery, Lord, we are sorry. Anytime we showered insincere praise, we are sorry. We are sorry, Lord. We are sorry, Lord. Begin to pray that deliver me from any form of flattery in the name of Jesus. And not just that, the effects of any flattery which have occurred in my life previously. Deliver me, 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 deliver me. Deliver me because only you can, only you can, only you can, only you can. The effects of any flattery I've engaged in. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. I don't want to suffer any consequences of any flattery. Deliver me in the name of Jesus. Yendere amalara re amalare amazane re amalara re amalara re abakabaya ba. Jindere amalara re ba amalara yendere amalara na na ba yendere ama. Jindere re bosebe yendere amalara ama. Deliver me, Lord. You see things I don't see. Lord, even the ones that I don't even recall, I cannot even remember, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Rema mayandere ama jandere amalare amaha. From any consequences of flattery. Rema mayandororobo shemere amalare ama. From any consequences of flattery, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. I am sorry, deliver me. Kabara mayande. Deliver me, for in you are the words of life. Deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me, Lord. I am sorry, deliver me. Help me, Lord. Begin to pray for the spirit of wisdom. The Lord grant me wisdom above flattery in the name of Jesus. Grant me wisdom above flattery. Pray wherever you are. Grant me wisdom above the spirit of flattery. Jima ande de 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 bo shama na ande de amala da de ama. Raba ba ya ba la da de ama ande de ama ande de ama. Namado ne abodo. Namaye ne abope. I want to desire what you want for me. Lord, I'm adored. Up your hands wherever you are and surrender to the Holy Spirit. If you don't help me, I can't do it, Lord. Yeah. Whatever was a weakness in your life, it goes away. This is what I hear. There are some of you, you have lost opportunities, and no, this is the one. Opportunities have waited because you've not been ready. Because even when the opportunities, when the right person comes, you cannot even identify that this is the right person. Flattery shall no longer hijack your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Flattery shall no longer hijack your destiny in the name of Jesus. Flattery shall no longer make room for the strange woman to mess up your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just begin to thank the Lord. 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 Wherever you are. We thank you, Lord. Prayer before we close today's meeting. And as we go through this last prayer, I want you to take your offering in your hands. If you are going to give mobile money, take your phone in your hands. Kabarababu Shamayande. Your accounts will be filled with gold in the name of Jesus. Oh.